Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's appropriate and useful that this issue made headlines last week following the announcement that a major respected Korean research institute had entered into an arrangement with a major Korean military producer on AI projects. A large number of leading AI experts worldwide told the institute they would boycott it if the institute was engaged in the development of lethal autonomous weapon systems. The institute immediately clarified that it would not work toward laws and it rejected them on ethical and other grounds. Meanwhile, thousands of Google employees joined together to object to a new joint AI project with the U.S. military, and Google has been asked to clarify if this project could lead to fully autonomous weapon systems. These are the latest examples of the revulsion and repugnance which fully autonomous weapons engender. We ask you to keep this simple revulsion at the front of your mind as you engage in sometimes complicated technical discussions. There are many reasons to reject lethal autonomous weapon systems, but ethical and moral concerns which create this sense of revulsion, they trump all. These ethical concerns should compel high contracting parties to take into account the Martens Clause in international humanitarian law. The clause indicates that weapons that would run counter to the principles of humanity and the dictates of public conscience should not be developed. CCW high contracting parties should codify that with respect to lethal autonomous weapon systems. We've been very pleased today to hear so much support for a new legally binding instrument for a prohibition on lethal autonomous weapon systems and for the need for meaningful human control. For us involved in the campaign to stop killer robots, meaningful human control and a prohibition are two sides of the same coin. If you have meaningful human control, you have a de facto prohibition, if the human control is truly meaningful. Clearly, there is growing support for a prohibition. Indeed, if you listen today, it is the number one option that people have pointed to. More states have spoken in favor of a ban than any other concrete outcome. We particularly welcome the statement from the Africa Group and from Austria, joining in the call for a prohibition and a legally binding instrument. There is clearly a sense of urgency to this, and we've heard that from a number of states already. This is already year five of CCW discussions, and the pace has not been impressive. It's notable that some of those preaching patience and prudence and caution are those who are rushing to develop ever more autonomous weapons. Our idea of a sense of urgency is that based on the work of these two GGE sessions, as well as other initiatives and actions, that based on those, on that work, that the high contracting parties would agree to a mandate in November to begin formal negotiations on a new protocol, and then conclude the negotiations by the end of 2019, conclude them with a new Protocol 6 that preemptively bans fully autonomous weapon systems. Thank you.